AircheckDownloads.com.
Gene Pitney. And a feast of drama there. Backstage, number four in 1966. And tomorrow is the anniversary of the first ever motor car. The first car in the world ever to appear on the road, not that there were any, was patented tomorrow. 107 years of motor cars we've had. So it's the birthday of the car tomorrow, 1886. And it was made out of nuts and bolts and planks and bits by a man called Carl Benz. So there you go. Mercedes-Benz, the first ever car. And still one of the best. 4:10 is the time right now, and movie time!
Now, another scene from a classic motion picture.
And if you were listening earlier, you already have the answer to this one. But if you weren't, you naughty person, have a guess. Clip from a very famous movie starring a great dancer.
Touchstone Pictures presents Robin Williams as John Keating. He was the inspiration that made their lives extraordinary. Dead Poets Society.
Oh dear, I've pressed the wrong button.
Darling, oh darling, girl don't come.
Sandy Shore and Girl Don't Come, big record, 1964, got to number three in the charts. And now, it's Mary Quinn sitting at home in a place called, is that Kemley?
Kemley, yeah.
Kemley, near Croydon.
Okay.
Right, Mary, should we try pressing the right button this time? Here's the contest. What movie is this?
And if Spicks are dumping us, then we got to dump on Spicks, of course, right? Everybody's dumping on everybody. Dump is dumping on undumping, right?
What is he talking about, and who is he?
John Travolta, Saturday Night Fever.
Absolutely right. Well done, Mary. Did you hear that earlier on in
the
show?
Yes, I did.
Good, you're nice and prepared. Okay, last question of the day. Now, here's a very famous Hollywood star. The sound of his voice in the back of a limousine, chatting away whilst having a drink. Who is he?
Well, what's the note? What's the note? You should meet my wife.
Major star,
Paul
Commercial, Burt Lancaster. Absolutely right. Well done, Mary. You must be quite old.
That's it.
You don't see him nowadays, do you?
No, you don't, no.
I think
he's quite old now, isn't he?
He's probably passed on.
That's right.
I haven't seen him on my TV lately. Anyway, Mary, two prizes for you in near Croydon in Kemley, on the way.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for joining in.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. While you're in the world. One of his earlier songs, in fact, the earliest. Your song. No, there's another one. There was one that was even earlier than that called Skyline Pigeon. Do you remember it? Very pretty thing, but unknown. Mind you, he has re-released it since, but everyone thought, oh, what's that? Don't know about that. Very strange. Not one of his famous ones. Elton John, 1971, a number seven. 4:20 right now, and here's something rip-roaring and famous from Stevie Wonder, 1970, a number six. Never Had a Dream Come True. Stand by for traffic. Well, Michael Reed Esquire has just walked in, brandishing a Billy Fury LP, an actual LP as well, one of the old big ones. You remember those things, LPs, called, what's it called?
I think it's called We Want Billy.
We Want Billy.
You Want Billy.
By Billy Fury and the Tornadoes.
Yeah.
Amazing.
A little bit of live stuff as well.
Oh, it's actually a concert.
Yes.
Oh, fab. Well, we look forward to hearing that. When will the needle be hitting the groove?
The needle will be hitting the groove as soon as I get my brain together. Sometime during the exciting programme.
Jolly good.
I've got a shirt like that.
We are panting.
Sorry?
Right. We're panting, waiting for Billy.
Uh-oh.
We want Billy. Here's the Beatles in the meantime, 4:24.
So get up and dance to a song that
Beatles from the EP Magical Mystery Tour. Do you remember EPs? Your mother should know, 1967. It's 4:26, that's it from me. And as I say, Mike will be up in any second now with his Billy Fury live LP. And thanks to all our lovely lady listeners today, all ladies, Helen, Anne, Jackie, another Jackie, and Mary. Well done. Parcels on the way. See you tomorrow.
Between this,
we love you, yeah.
Or this,
sitting on the dock of the bay.
This,
yeah,
and this,
now there are three steps to heaven.
You could run a commercial for your business.
2.2 million people listen to Capital Gold because they love the music. Dial 100 and ask for free phone Capital Gold and become famous among the famous. Advertise on Capital Gold. Your customers can hear you from here.
Joanna, there's something you want to know.
Tomorrow is Tony Blackburn Day on Capital Gold. Yes, the bosses have gone completely mad and let me choose all the music all day tomorrow to celebrate my 50th birthday. And that's not all. Every hour, we'll be giving you the chance to win a special limited edition 50th birthday signed photo of me, of course. And one lucky couple is going to win me. Well, a fabulous champagne dinner with me. Who could ask for anything more? Oh, well, all right then. We'll have lots of friends dropping in and a fantastic party atmosphere, and the champagne's going to flow out of your radio speakers. And, of course, the best music anyway. So make sure you're tuned in to 1548 AM all day tomorrow and join me in celebrating my golden birthday here on Capital Gold. Who knows? I may even be persuaded to sing for you. Me, 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 me.
With Mike Reed on the all-time great music station, Capital Gold, London.
I'm Mamma Mia on Capital Gold. It is 4:37. It is a Thursday afternoon. It's a bit dank outside, isn't it? And before that, Electric Light Orchestra, Mr. Blue Sky.
Please turn me over.
1978. Well, today we have no stories behind the songs, but we had bits of Billy Fury as well. Bits of Bill chatting about his life and his career and stuff like that, as well as some records. Because today, if you haven't spotted, is Billy Fury Day. 10 years ago today that Bill died. Okay, replace the disc as well a little bit later. Beat the Jock. Classic CD giveaway today, the Ivy League and a rock and roll London landmark. First of all, Billy tells us about those early days. Just a snippet about what it was like, and I guess that everyone has to get a bit lucky to get out of wherever they are.
Yeah, I guess I was lucky on being one of the first, and I think it was a lot easier in those days. There wasn't so many of us. It was just a matter of so many of us liking rock and roll music. And being able to get out of our individual cities and way of life into a new way of life.
Great track for the King. That's Elvis, Girl of My Best Friend. Before that, two from Billy Fury. Last Night Was Made for Love, 1962. And from the film Play It Cool, You're 12. More words during the program from Bill a little bit later, and of course loads more songs as well on Billy Fury Day here on Capital Gold. It's 4:44.
Why is the Furniture Village sale proving so successful?
Aircheckdownloads.com.